I am here today to talk to you a little bit about three different children's ministries. I figure we are a church family, and we should be knowing what's happening with our children. So I'm just updating you about three different areas. And yes, I will be asking for some help as well. Wiggly Worship has been a lot of fun, but some of you don't even know what goes on back there. So I was just going to, hopefully you could see that through the video, that when they go back, they worship too. They're just not going back to be out of the service so it's quiet during the sermon. They're going back and they are doing their own wiggly worship, and then they have a large group time when the Bible story comes to life for them. And then they're split into their small groups, and that's when they're opening their own Bible. And we really want to emphasize them reading their Bible, and they take it home and they bring it back each week. And just to encourage them that this is God's love letter to you. And we want them to know that at a young age. And they bring it back each week, and they have a snack. As you can see, that's very popular thing. And then they go into their station time, where it's a craft or a game that reinforces the lesson that they learned that day. Right now, it is growing. You may be thinking, oh, I didn't bring my slide thing up, did I? Oh, my bad. Well, anyways, we do need, as you can see, we need 11 new volunteers. You might be thinking, Julie, that's insane. How do you already need 11 new volunteers? Is everyone quitting? That's not the case at all. The thing is, there's growth happening. In the fall, what's going to happen is we need to split the classes. So in their small group time, they go into preschool, they go to kindergarten through second grade, and then third through fifth grade. Well, what needs to happen is we need to split that up, because there's too many kids in one class sometimes. So what we're going to do is kindergarten through first, second through third, and then we're moving it for fourth through sixth grade in the fall. So it's not just fifth grade, it's going to be through sixth grade in the fall, and that's more of a preteen ministry. It's going to be different. They're down in the youth room. There's going to be a projector in there, and they're going to be doing their own whole thing and making them feel special down there. So that is why, and we're also really enforcing that there has to be two people in every room. So usually there are, but there's some rooms that it's just not possible, so we have to float that person back and forth and helping. So we are definitely putting in place there needs to be two people in each room for the safety of the kids, and it's just growth. So I hate asking for help, but I think it's also a good problem to have. That means that kids are coming and it's growing, so it's not a bad thing. I always need to tell myself that. How many of you here, if you don't mind, would raise your hand if you enjoy having fun? Come on. You like having fun. All right. Now, how many of you here like kids? Raise your hand. Great. You're my prospects. You're my people I'm looking at right now, because there's really no excuse if you love kids and you can have fun, because I've even come up with excuses in my head. I do not care if you are a boy or a girl. Boys are allowed to serve in children's ministry. We don't care if you are super young, or if you're really old, you can still help in some way. It doesn't matter your age. You might be thinking, Julie, I am so busy throughout the week. I work and it's just so hard. I just could not prepare the lessons. You don't have to. They're all prepared for you. The materials, they're prepared for you. So we can't say that. Some of you might say, Julie, I'm still learning about God myself. I don't know everything. That's not a reason either, because kids, if you don't know, they don't care what you know. They just want to know that you care about them, that someone's in that room listening to them, loving kids. That's the volunteers, those people that we need, and you do know more than you think, and you might even learn some stuff back there too, but never let that be an excuse that you don't know enough about God. Because you do. And some of you might say, a schedule. Julie, I'm out of town a lot. I'm going to Florida this week, and I just don't have a consistent schedule. I just don't think I can commit to that. Yes, you can, because it's really how we have the schedule set up. We make it fit your schedule. So it would be once a month. If you're a helper, you would always be the first of the month. And for some reason, you're sick or you are on vacation, we'll switch you with someone else so you can still help. And also, say you're afraid of the older kids. You're afraid of sixth graders. we're not going to put you in that class, okay? We want it. And say you're afraid of babies, which I don't know how you could be afraid of them, but say you are, we're not going to put you in that class. We want to talk and we want to put you where you think you're gifted and where you can serve and God can use you. So if you do think about it, if you sign up, it's not like you're starting next week either. It's starting up in the fall, and it's just thinking about it right now, and we'll talk through where you can serve. So if you can be an assistant, a helper, that it would be 1 hour a month. So if you think you can use 1 hour a month, if you want to be a lead teacher, that would be, they do it every other month. So it is a whole month, and then they're off a month. So that average is like 2 hours a month. So though it's not too much of your time. But again, I don't want to beg. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But we have a lot of fun. All right, this is just showing you. We do need 2 new nursery workers. This is a fun area to work in. There's always 2 people, so you're not in the room by yourself ever. There's always 2 people in here. And what you do in the nursery is you pray scripture over those kids. Every single time, you're praying the scripture that's there in front of you, and you get to play with the kids. We do need at least 2. This is a high, high need. So I know there's even men out here who'd love just looking at kids and just loving them. Do not be afraid if you've never done it before. This is a high need that we really need, because there's a lot of babies being born in this church, so it's a good place. A preschool lead teacher. So again, a lead teacher, you'd be there a whole month. A helper would be once a month, and we'd make it fit your schedule. This is that preschool age group. The kindergarten through first grade, it'll be split into the fall. Just be kindergarten through first, and you'll lead them through the small group time. And you'll only in charge of that 20-minute time frame. The second and third grade group, or if you're more led to that older age group of fourth through sixth grade, that is more new in the fall, a new curriculum, and they're down in that area. So if you can think of it, sign up for Wiggly Worship. It is a high need. The next area that I'm going to talk to you about is GLOW. This is a very, I'm very excited about this program that's starting up this fall in the Bellevue Elementary School. I know this church used to have something called Logos or Logos, right? Well, in place of that, instead of it being a midweek program in the evenings, it is going to be in the schools. Our hearts have been more compelled to go and reach those kids. It's like we're a missionary. We're going into those school, in the school, the elementary school, and we are going to show them the love of Jesus. It is going to be fun. It's going to be a vacation Bible school like every week. That's the type of style it's going to be. And it's once a week. It's October through April. There's no homework. And it's really getting those kids that would never enter a church building. That is our goal, to go in. And then maybe eventually they'll like it so much, hey, then maybe you can come and join us at Wiggly Worship as well too. But the reason it's called GLOW is that we want the kids to glow in the dark world we live in. I think everyone would agree. We live in a dark world, and we want our kids to look differently. And our whole objective is for them to glow because they have Jesus inside of them. So that is the program starting in the fall. I know it's so early that I'm already telling you about this, but I do need to know if you would be interested in helping out. Are you available from 3:45 to 5:15? It does require a lot of volunteers to do this program. So right now I'm not having you sign up for a particular area, but you would sign that sheet and it would say, I'm interested in helping. That's all you need to know. Later on, you can, we'll discuss further into details of what area you'd want to be in. But it is a very, very fun thing. And next, Glow in the Dark Vacation Bible School. Sound familiar? We just talked about GLOW. Well, this year our Vacation Bible School is called Glow in the Dark VBS. It has that same concept of Jesus being inside of our lives and the kids literally glowing in this dark world. And who doesn't like glow sticks? I like glow sticks. I think they're fun. I play with them on the weekend, right? We have parties. So we really do like glow sticks, and it's going to be a fun, fun Vacation Bible School. And if you've never been to our VBS, it is a lot of fun, and it gets crowded in here. So we do need help. And I'm not kidding when I say this. If every single person in this room signed up for Vacation Bible School, that would not mean there's too many helpers. I'm not kidding. There's a job for anyone and everyone for that, whether it's even setting up on family fun night or doing recreation or snack, whatever area, and you'll see that on your paper. And also this year, you don't have to be afraid if there's too many kids in your room. 4-year-olds through kindergarten are going to be split up, so it's just 4-year-olds, just kindergartners, so there's not like 27 kids in your class. So we're going to split that up as well, too. So don't let that not sign you up. The dates are different. That's what I wanted you to know. It's Sunday through Thursday instead of Monday through Friday. So Family Fun Night is on that Thursday night instead of Friday, and it's 6 to 8. It's a lot of fun as well. Can you get that sheet out? I think it's in your bulletin. Just encourage me that it is there. Yes, it is a orange sheet, and there's these three different areas. Wiggly Worship is definitely a need, I can tell you that. Glow, I just want to know if you're interested. You're not completely committing, but you're interested in helping, and you're able to help during that time frame, even if you're gone for part of the year, but you want to be able to help out. We'll make that work for sure. And Vacation Bible School, I know it's far in advance again, but it's also because I don't want to have to get up here three different times and ask for help. So I'm doing it all at once. So this whole sheet, there's three different ones. Almost done. Donations for Vacation Bible School. We do need mason jars. If you ever go to a store and see those 16-ounce, one pint size, we do need those for a craft, and we also need composition notebooks. We need like 70 more of those, and glow sticks. Like I said, we cannot get enough glow sticks, so if you ever want to order some on Oriental Trading or you see them at Walmart, we can definitely use those. We can't have too much of those for sure. Any glow paint or black fabric, black lights will borrow as well, and there will still be a donation board in the back for Wiggly Worship. There is one always, but there's one in the back for Vacation Bible School in May if you ever want to take a donation for that too. And also with donations, people have been asking me, so I'm just telling you, can you donate money towards something? Yes, it is a need. If you ever want to, you feel led to give, you can put in the check memo GLOW, because we'll need stuff for that, or Glow in the Dark BBS, or Wiggly Worship. You can do that, and it goes specifically into that fund and is used for that. I think... Oh, and last, yes, please do fill out this form. There is more than one right answer. So even though I put three different options down, you don't have to think that you can only do one. You'll get a bonus or something if you do all three, I think. But Wiggly Worship, it is a need. Don't be scared. We'll train you, and it's fun. It's not too difficult. And the GLOW, again, just tell me if you're interested. And the VBS, that's fun. We need as many hands on deck for that. And you really will be making an eternal difference in the lives of these kids. So if you don't mind filling that out, that would be great. And it'll be in the bulletin the next few weeks, but sometimes if you don't do it now, you'll never do it, right? So please really look at it. Thank you.
It is that salmon colored insert like Julie had said too. Yes, yes, yes. So if you would take a moment to fill that out, and it's kind of become our story together. We've said this over and over and over again, and it's going to be the broken record between us and you. I remember 4 years ago sitting in that Wesley room on a pink and green couch where Julie and I were first introduced to some of the leaders in the Staff Parish Relations Committee as we were being announced with the district superintendent and the church. And one of the growing statements around each and every member of the SPRC was, what are we going to do about the kids of this community? Specifically, a church that didn't have kids at that time as being involved there. What are we going to do to reach the kids of this community? And so from that moment onwards, the back of the brain there was thinking, what do we do to reach out to kids of this community? You've heard three different ways while this church is making an intentional effort to reach out to kids of this community. Instead of bemoaning about drugs and suicide and all these different things, we have an opportunity to shape positively young minds of this community, to grow them up in a love of Christ. That doesn't make just a difference for this life, but in all of eternity. We have a great opportunity in this church, and this sheet is just the beginning of a great opportunity for that. That GLOW group that Julie had talked a little bit about, that will be meeting in the Bellevue Elementary Schools, that was actually brought about by a secretary's request to myself there. One of the days we just popped into the elementary school. They used to have a Good News Club that met after school in the elementary school, and for whatever reasons there, the Good News Club wasn't able to continue it on. And so for 2 years, they haven't had a Wednesday program, though the kids were accustomed to having a Wednesday program in the schools. And so it's kind of one of the ways that this church can step up and shape in the community in a a different way, but in a similar way that the schools would be used to there, that GLOW program that would be in effect with that. So good ways that we can truthfully, positively affect kids. We passed a moment ago the offering plates for our treasures there. There's three ways often we can give to God: our time, our talents, and our treasures. And we make a big hoopla each and every Sunday about our treasures and pass the plates. I want to pass the plates once again this Sunday. So if you're an usher, you got double duty today, if you don't mind. We want to pass the plates one more time, and that time just to give of our time and our talents with this sheet specifically. I'll pass the plates, and those who have gotten it signed up and stuff, if you would drop that sheet in, if you need a little bit more time to talk with your spouse and stuff about that commitment too, you'll see the sheet again like we said. But just want to take that effort to pass it once again. So if the ushers would come forward, we'll continue to pass the plates before we head into the sermon time. That's what these ones are for. And as they're coming forward, let's just pray over this offering, if we would, okay? Dear Lord, we do pray. We want to be a church that truly does reflect Jesus' love to this community. Jesus, when he came among us, his disciples were pushing him away and said, "You don't got time for kids. You got bigger stuff to do." And yet it was Jesus who stopped and paused and took kids onto his lap and just blessed their life. Lord, I pray that this church would be that kind of a church, that would see the eternal value and eternal shaping that kids have, that this next generation has, and that we would take kids and just bless them in the name of Jesus, that we would just care for them. And it would be obvious by the way that we care for them that there's something different about this group of people, that God has cared for us, our children, that we are the children of the living God, and that we reflect that by reaching out to the children of this community. So Lord, prick hearts, stir us, provoke us, do whatever it needs, Lord, so that we can truly be your instruments in the way you're calling us to, in Jesus' name. And his people said, amen. Amen.